This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The ACLU and the San Bernardino County Sheriff last week reached a settlement in a lawsuit over conditions for LGBT prisoners in the county jail.
Right. The county sheriff's department had been keeping LGBT prisoners separated from the general population in what they called the alternative lifestyle tank, which meant that inmates could not get out of their cells for 23 hours a day and were prohibited from participating in jail programs such as inmates could study to get their GEDs or take part in job training and drug rehabilitation and even religious and community reentry programs. The reason that the Sheriff's Department gave was that it was for the inmates' safety, but the ACLU said jails have an obligation to keep everyone safe while providing equal access to opportunities in jail. And in fact, other counties have not kept their inmates separate. So essentially, the Sheriff's Department has agreed to give the inmates who are LGBT access to programs that every other inmate has access to. And let me also mention that the county has agreed to pay about $1 million in this settlement, and that money will be split among people who were incarcerated in that alternative lifestyle tank between 2012 and 2018.
Okay, let's go to Riverside County. A judge in June threw out the environmental impact report for the controversial World Logistics Center that is planned for Moreno Valley.
This is that big warehouse complex that would cover, they say, the size of 700 football fields, millions and millions of square feet of warehouse space. You know, Ken, this judgment came down while I was on vacation out of town, and so that's why we kind of missed it. So I thought we should play a little bit of catch up here and talk about it. Several environmental groups had sued over the environmental report, saying that it didn't adequately address some of the impacts of this project. And indeed, the judge agreed and voided the EIR in whole. I spoke to the developer, Ido Benzivi of Highland Fairview, and he said that actually they've now rewritten the environmental impact report and resubmitted it to the city. It's available for public review right now and open to comment through September 7th. So if anybody wants to take a look at it, or if the environmental groups are not satisfied, of course, they can
sue. I was going to say it's available for a new lawsuit.
Well, that's absolutely correct. They can sue again. But the developer believes that all of these areas that the judge had concerns about have been addressed. And he said it's not unusual at all for it to take, you know, 10 years between the time a project is approved before they start building, just because of how often environmental concerns are raised.
Okay. And speaking of construction timelines, Moreno Valley is being criticized for spending money on an interchange that would serve the giant warehouse complex long before it's being built.
In fact, some of the critics say that there are other interchanges in the city, and this is on the 60 freeway. Theodore Street is the street that would serve the World Logistics Center. In fact, the city council voted on a split vote to rename it World Logistics Center Parkway. But there are other interchanges that are busier. For example, Redlands Boulevard at the 60 carries about 12,000 to 13,000 vehicles a day, where the Theodore Street right now only about 1,100 vehicles. The Moreno Beach Drive interchange carries about 11,000 cars a day. So there are residents who are saying the city would be better off spending the money where it's needed now. But the city said, you know, construction is years off anyway, and all they're going to do is start studying and designing this interchange to eventually serve World Logistics Center.
Now, Cassie, you and I have been doing this talk weekly for many years now. And you know that over the years, one of my favorite rants has been, okay, they're going to build a big World Logistics Center in Moreno Valley. Much of that truck traffic will go east. And where is the road that goes from Moreno Valley east? It's the 60 freeway through the San Timoteo Badlands. It's two lanes each direction, very windy. There's no shoulder. There's no center divider in a lot of it. And now you say that truck traffic by 2020 is going to be separated from passenger vehicles on the 60 freeway through the Badlands. Explain this magic to me.
Well, the Riverside County Transportation Commission has announced that they now have enough money, $138 million, to begin building truck lanes for the 60 freeway through the Badlands. It's a stretch of just about 4.5 miles, not very long, but it is going to take all that money. They're going to try to take some of those steeper and twistier turns out of it.
They're not going to be using just a couple of bulldozers to do this, because there are rock walls that just rise vertically from the 60 freeway. They're going to have to be doing some blasting.
Yeah, it is a major, major project. And that's just between Beaumont, really west of Jackrabbit Trail, to Gilman Springs outside of Moreno Valley. They're also going to add shoulders, where the shoulders on that roadway have been very narrow. You know, and you're absolutely right. It's been a very dangerous roadway. There have been a lot more accidents there, double the statewide average on the westbound side and above average on the eastbound side. So I think they're hoping that by taking some of the twists and turns and ups and downs out of that stretch, that it'll reduce the accidents.
And once again, what are they anticipating the cost of this project will be?
Well, it's $138 million cobbled together from about $80 million in state grants, $47 million in federal dollars, and $11 million from Measure A, which is the half-cent sales tax that Riverside County voters approved.
Yeah, it's a big project. We'll see if those figures don't have to move up as the years go on. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.